My name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to play the game of Office with Ribbon Hero. Let me ask you a question. How do you learn something new about an Office program? Do you learn it by accident? Do you learn it by looking through all the menus? Do you go down the hall and talk to Joe, who knows everything about Office, and then a week later you have to go talk to Joe again when you've forgotten what that was? Or do you have one of those guidebooks that you bookmark every time that you find something cool or interesting, and then you look it up and you have to go and like, oh yeah, that's how I manually change the look of paragraphs. But what about this? What happens if you could play a game and learn something about an Office program? You know, a game. Okay, maybe not this type of game. I mean, I don't think the folks at Xbox should be creating a PowerPoint for Xbox. No, they shouldn't be doing that. What I'm talking about is a group here called the Office Labs. That's a cool collection of folks that create a lot of prototype things for Office programs. And they've created a game called Ribbon Hero. It's a free download for Word, Excel, or PowerPoint. Now, don't worry, if you do the download, you don't have to play the game. It can stay out of the way. But if you want to learn something, you can play a game, score points, even beat your opponent. It's a game called Ribbon Hero. So, for our demonstration purposes, we'll use Word, and now I've already downloaded the free add-in. I have it up here, and it kind of just stays out of the way. Now, I can still score points. I have 136 points. I've been playing for a while. And you can score points by just doing those normal, everyday things you do in Word as you format, as you use different keys and different buttons. So here, let's use the Format Painter. And that should score me. Yep, I've scored 2 points. I have 138 now. Now, if I click on the icon, then I get into the challenge portion of Ribbon Hero. And the quick points, those are the points you score for those everyday things. But you can go into these challenges. You can play a random challenge in any of these areas. Or if you want to drill into something you want to work on, something that's kind of rusty, let's go into, let's do work with margins. And here's a little overview, and if I want to play it, hit the button. Now, it's kind of a before and after document, so they'll list here what you're supposed to do. So here's what it looks like now, and I'm trying to make it look like that. Then I just look for the big red writing. Make this document's margins narrow. Now, if I have no idea where to start on this or what button to press, I can simply go over and hit Hint, and it tells me, click Margins on the Page Layout tab. In fact, it even gives me an image of what I'm supposed to do, so I'm looking for that Margins button. So over to Page Layout. And it gives me a little reminder that I'm in the right place. And margins. And narrow. And look, balloons! I've scored points! Okay, let's go to the second part of the challenge. Now, make the document's orientation landscape instead of portrait. So, okay. So let me go into these buttons here. And I'm going to try orientation, landscape, and... Congratulations! More balloons! 6 points! Woohoo! Okay, I can try it again if I want to, or go back to Ribbon Hero. And I can, there we go, I'm scoring points right there. Now, besides challenges, I can connect with Facebook and play with my friends, see how people on my networks are doing point-wise, and see how all Ribbon Hero folks are doing. I have 144 points. Now, let's see here. So all Ribbon Hero people have 145. There's a network. And I want to challenge somebody here. And let's go after Jennifer. Jennifer only has 72 points. So I'm beating her right now. But I'm going to take a challenge. We're going to see who scores the more points. And let's see if I can take down my opponent and win Ribbon Hero.